It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Sharon Osbourne slammed Kim Kardashian for sharing video of herself and Kanye West flying in a totally empty 747. She said, no big deal, just taking a private 747, Kim said the other day from inside this double-decker plane on an Instagram story. And a lot of people roasting her like, you know, you're so out of touch. Like, this is just insane. It's so excessive. That's unnecessary. Blah, 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 blah. So here is Sharon going off about it.
There are millions and millions of people that don't live your lives, that look up to you. Don't shove it down people's throats. It is obnoxious.
Rita Ora and Andrew Garfield are in the early stages of a relationship. Soon after her split from music producer Andrew Watt, Andrew Garfield played the lead in 2012's The Amazing Spider-Man and the sequel in 2014. He dated La La Land actress Emma Stone for 4 years until 2015. A source close to the singer said Rita let slip to pals about a brewing romance about a month ago, but in recent days, things have started to heat up, and she says what they have is the real deal. It's still very early in their relationship, but they like each other. They're seeing what happens. A source close to Rita said that their schedule is kind of making things difficult, but they do have a real connection, and so they're going to see how that goes.
That's cool.
Are Meghan Markle and Kate Middleton not getting along? A source told the Daily Mail the royal lifestyle and constraints are taking time for Meghan to get used to. She's a woman who has lived life into her 30s in her way, and she's been, you know, a relatively successful actress. She's got her own humanitarian interests and her own circle of friends. She's very self-sufficient, and so understanding the palace way, the politics, and, you know, the fact that there's a pecking order is taking a while for Meghan to get her head around. But while there are some tensions behind the scenes, the source says Kate is pretty unflappable, and nothing has become so bad between her and William and Harry and Meghan that makes, you know, anyone want to move out of the palace. People are genuinely pleased, I guess, to see Meghan and Harry so happy.
That's good.
What does flappable mean?
Unflappable, like nothing's bothering her.
Oh, okay, cool.
And Tom Hanks is in early talks to play the fatherly figure Geppetto, right? That's how you say his name, in Disney's live-action adaptation of its classic animated tale Pinocchio. The original animated movie tells the tale about a living puppet who, with the help of a cricket as his conscience, must prove himself worthy to become a real boy. I'm a real boy. Geppetto is the puppeteer who created Pinocchio and eventually becomes the fatherly figure he always wanted. Tom Hanks has a really busy next year ahead of him. He's going to be in the World War II pick Greyhound. He's going to return in the Toy Story world with Toy Story 4. He's going to be Woody in the fourth installment of that movie. And he's currently filming the untitled Mr. Rogers movie in which he plays the iconic TV personality, and now this. So big year for Tom Hanks coming up.
I cannot wait for that Mr. Rogers movie. And this sounds cool, too.
Coming up in the garbage in less than an hour, Megan Fox finally admitted if she did hook up with her Transformers co-star, Shia LaBeouf.
All right. Thank you very much, Alex. Coming up next here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. If you missed it yesterday, we had probably one of the funniest moments ever on the show. And that was when producer Porkchop told us about his embarrassing moment with his boyfriend's aunt at her house.
My boyfriend's aunt lives here. I'm moving in with her, and her bed just looks so comfortable. But before I even get in the bed, I look over and her closet's open, and there's, I don't know what it was, but some sort of like Halloween costume or something. It was like a cow or a goat head.
What?
So I just took a selfie with it. I'm still wearing the goat head. I climbed in bed, no big deal. Pull up the covers, and what do I hear? Door unlocking. She came home on a lunch break and she sees me in her bed in a cow goat costume. Hold on, I've got the picture. Liv, Joe, Alex, look.
Yeah, it was beyond embarrassing. You can actually see the photo right now on our Instagram. Give us a follow at Joe and Alex Show. So with that being said, there is actually a lot of speculation that the costume she has is a furry costume.
Ooh.
So we're going to confront her about the entire situation and get the scoop next when we talk to her right here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.